Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, we got to go. We got to make way for a real show.
That's right.
Hot Kwana.
The great Joe Fisher. And the even greater or less great, depending on what you think of him, Patrick Harris.
Yeah, and don't forget Schultzy.
Schultzy!
Ho, ho,
ho! Little corn pop in there.
They're coming up next. Yeah, we were talking about our grandfathers.
You blew my mind with that.
Yeah, they just never wore shorts.
No.
And they also, you were mentioning too, they didn't wear t-shirts or anything comfortable. My grandfather wore, well, one of them, wore overalls.
Yes.
The other one, he did wear t-shirts. They lived in Texas. It was kind of hot. He'd wear t-shirts like at night.
Yeah.
It was like his undershirt from his work shirt. He was a lawyer.
Yeah.
So he would take off his collared shirt and then he'd have his undershirt on. But he never had shorts on. It was always pants.
Newell Brown, I never saw in shorts. In fact, you blew my mind because thinking about it, I never saw him in a pair of sweatpants. And I never saw him in a t-shirt. Newell was either wearing work clothes, he loved his overalls, or he would strip everything down and he wore the Mormon garments. Like when he was at home, that's just what it was, a one piecer. He wore one piece underwear. And that was there was no middle ground. It was either he's ready to work or here's my onesie and this is what we're doing. In fact, it was weird because sometimes he would come home and he would change into overalls to lay around the house and take naps.
Is there an age where even today, you as a man don't want to wear shorts? Like, will we get to that point? Because I'm not at that point.
I love shorts.
I love shorts too. I'm a shorts flip-flops kind of guy.
Yeah.
That said, am I going to have an awakening in 10 years where I'm turning into Gramps? And I can't wear shorts.
No more short pants?
Now, I think there's two things at play here. One, it just feels like it's the more traditional thing to wear pants. But also, aren't old people really cold? So is that more of a reason to wear pants?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
Because I'm not going to start wearing more pants during the spring or summertime all of a sudden. I don't know why that would change. Like, my sensibilities aren't changing.
I got to be honest with you. I kind of... maybe not when it's super hot golfing.
Yeah.
But I kind of like to wear only pants golfing now.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Only
you become golf pants guy.
I'm golf pants guy.
It's like 80 out at Langdon, you're still rocking
a pair. Like I said, when it's hot, no. But I don't often play in super hot weather.
What's the cutoff temperature wise?
70.
I will say that a lot of the country club bros, because I hang out at my buddy's country club. They're especially pants. The older guys, they're pants.
They're pants. Yeah. I don't know, there's
and now we've got a lot of these really lightweight golf pants.
The joggers even?
Yeah, right. The joggers.
Yeah, you could do joggers. I don't do that.
But. In fact, I've kind of gone the other way. I used to be almost 100% jeans guy. I very rarely wear jeans.
Me too.
Same. I almost never wear them anymore. It's usually just
they're too
pair
thick.
Of pants.
Yeah. They're too big.
And I have a couple pair of kind of stretchy jeans, but I still don't wear them very often. I just don't wear a lot of jeans.
Well, the pant technology has come a long way.
We're living in a golden era.
We really are. Do you think Gramps would look cool in some joggers?
Well, I'll tell you what, Newell would slap you. If you tried to give Newell a pair of joggers, I'm not kidding, dude. That dude would backhand you with his class ring.
Yeah, some zany soccer shorts.
Yeah, he wouldn't put up with that crap for 2 seconds.
Well, it was a different time.
That man was a Pendleton man.
Everybody have a great night. Coming up next is Hot Corner with Harris, Schultze, and Fish. We're back tomorrow on 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.